problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type into one...
G'day, Dr. Carl here. So, you want to move some data across the internet. The fastest way to do that is probably to jump onto a computer that's hooked up to a blindingly fast optic fibre connection, right? Well, actually, if you want to move huge amounts of data, then in certain very specific circumstances, the quickest way to do that is to get a very specialised and very big truck. That's right, a truck. Let me explain. One of those specific circumstances is if you're trying to load 100,000 terabytes of data onto the cloud. Just to put that amount of data into perspective, your typical laptop might have about 1 terabyte of storage, while a desktop machine might have up to 5 terabytes in the hard drive. Now, you and I probably don't have anywhere near 100,000 terabytes of data. But if you're an image company, like Digital Globe or DGI, you've got roughly that amount of data in the form of satellite images that you've accumulated since 1992. DGI is in the business of selling images of planet Earth over the web. Now, DGI doesn't know which particular image the next customer will want. It might be a picture of a village on a river, for a government campaign about flood relief, or maybe tree cover changing with time. But even if the customer wants only a single 1 megabyte picture, DGI still has to store 100,000 terabytes of images on the cloud. Now, if you've got optic fibre and a 1 gigabit per second connection, it will take about 30 years to upload 100,000 terabytes. So, the alternative is to hire a special truck from Amazon that transports your data directly to a cloud storage facility. Amazon first got into the data shifting business in 2015 with something called a snowball. It was a box a bit bigger than cabin luggage on a domestic flight. It was packed full of hard drives, and it could store up to 80 terabytes of information. The data was encrypted for security as it went into Snowball, and the customer had the only key. Snowball was so popular that by 2016, it had snowballed into the snowmobile. An 18-wheel semi-trailer truck with a 15-metre-long shipping container in the back. This container carries over 1,250 snowballs, giving a total capacity of around 100,000 terabytes. The container has a fire suppression system, water inlets, and its own separate 350-kilowatt power supply to provide cooling and power to all the individual hard drives. Just as an aside, there's about as much power generated by the big diesel engine that pushes the snowmobile truck down the road. Inside the container, there are multiple 40 gigabit per second connections configured together to transfer data at an overall speed of 1 terabit per second. At this speed, 100,000 terabytes of storage can be filled in just a few weeks. The truck can travel across the USA in under 4 days, giving an effective data transfer speed of around 5,000 gigabits per second from coast to coast. That's about 5,000 times faster than optic fibre. Even if you include the time needed to write, as well as read, the 100,000 terabytes, plus transport time to a cloud data centre, the data transfer speed of the snowmobile is still about 1,000 times faster than optic fibre, just several weeks versus 30 years. Oh, and if you're worried about data security, Amazon is also happy to rent you a dedicated security escort vehicle. The snowmobile exists because we are temporarily in a period where physical transport of absolutely humongous amounts of data is faster than internet transport. It's kind of reminiscent of the old sneaker net, where walking across an office in your sneakers with a USB memory stick was faster than online data transfer. but electronic data transfer is getting quicker. The Square Kilometre Array will be the biggest radio telescope ever built. It will have a total combined area of about 1 square kilometre across all of its dishes. In a decade, it will start sucking up information from the stars and the galaxies. In 1 second, it will download more data than currently travels across the entire internet in a calendar year. There's just one tiny problem. We haven't yet invented the technology to do it. But we will. And once we do, you can imagine the commercial world will be quick to follow, leaving the snowmobile obsolete. But until then, the humble truck leads the way as the fastest vehicle on the information superhighway.